And some sad news to report today. One of the major figures in the U.S. space program has died. John Glenn, whose 1962 flight as the first U.S. astronaut to orbit the Earth made him an all-American hero and propelled him to a long career in the U.S. Senate, died today at the age of 95. He was the last survivor of the original Mercury 7 astronauts. Glenn died at the James Cancer Hospital in Columbus, where he was hospitalized for about a week. Here he is speaking to NPR's Audie Cornish in 2012, asked about the image that sticks in his mind from that flight.
No one image. You know, that whole day is very vividly impressed on my memory because it was such a new experience. We hadn't done that before. And then I've recalled it so often since then, I think that it's remained very vivid over the past 50 years. Seems to me like about a week or two instead of 50 years. But looking back is okay. But I rather look forward. I think that's if some of these ideas of looking back can help encourage the kids of today, well, that's what's important.
Joining us now is Joe Ingles of Ohio Public Radio. And Joe, one of the first reports about the death of John Glenn came from the Columbus Dispatch. Tell us about what he meant to Ohio as a senator for four terms from that state.
Well, John Glenn may have been the nation's hero, but he was also Ohio's hero. And there is no place in Ohio that you can go that people don't speak fondly of him. Here in Columbus, they recently named the airport after him. But if you go to his hometown, virtually everything is named after him, it seems. There's schools, different libraries, different things around the state. And one of the shining accomplishments here, and a thing that he took a lot of pride in, is at OSU, the John Glenn College of Public Affairs is over there. And they do a lot of really good government work, talking about politics and you know, teaching students a lot about legislation and how to change things and a lot of things that actually he presented the seed for those discussions when he was both in office and then later when he was over at OSU working firsthand with students.
People may not remember this, but he was thought of as a person that could have run for vice president along with Jimmy Carter, who eventually chose Walter Mondale.
Right, right. And in fact, John Glenn at one point did put the seeds out there to run for president, but wasn't successful. But here in Ohio, his political career is quite storied. And in 1980, when he ran for reelection, he set a record. It is the largest margin of winning in Ohio history.
Wow.
Still. Four terms in the Senate.
Well, let's talk a little bit about his space legacy. And for that, we want to bring in Russell Lewis of NPR. Russell, you know, there aren't very many giants on that level that John Glenn is.
No, absolutely. You know, I mean, he is the final member of NASA's original astronauts, the Mercury 7, that was alive until today, unfortunately. And he, you know, was the first American to orbit the Earth. He flew around the Earth three times in 1962. It was a momentous time for NASA to basically prove that they could get into space, that they could work in space. And, you know, he was so wildly popular that, you know, he didn't get a chance to fly in space again. In this initial phase, he left NASA in 1964, of course, as Joe was talking about, became a senator from Ohio. But it was after that he lobbied when he was in the Senate to fly one more time. And he was able to fly on the space shuttle in 1998 at the age of 77. He became the oldest person to fly in space. And, you know, that particular mission really revived public interest in NASA.
And why did he want to do that so badly that he had to lobby to try to go back into space at that age?
Because he'd been in space once before and liked it so much and had only been in space for a total of just a little less than 5 hours on that initial mission, you know, in 1962. And he was able to fly for, if I remember correctly, 9 days, that mission in 1998. And he just wanted to go again. And he thought that by the fact that he'd been into space once as a much younger man and then flying into space a much older man, that NASA could learn a lot about sort of the effects on one's health from an older man about how being in space and being in weightlessness really affects people.
Russell, one of the words that's being used to describe John Glenn is hero. Why is that?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, he was really at the exactly at the right place at the right time for when America needed somebody to not only become really that first American to orbit an Earth, but really to project what it meant for America to put a person into space. And there are people who pay attention to these kinds of things that say John Glenn really was it. You know, after his flight, he really became a national hero. He received a ticker tape parade in New York City and really became sort of that public face for NASA after that mission.
That's Russell Lewis of NPR. We've also been speaking with Joe Ingles of Ohio Public Radio, talking with us about John Glenn, the astronaut and former U.S. senator who has died today at the age of 95. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.